Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Peter. My name is Daniel. I received the letter from you guys, and I was looking to get at least $100,000 loan.
Okay, Daniel, one second before we start. You have the mailer in front of you with your 16-digit reservation code.
2511.
Mm-hmm.
2401.
Mm-hmm.
0010-1807.
Perfect. Now give me 1 minute to pull your file up here. How's your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good. Too early.
Early. What time is it over there for you guys?
It's 9:45.
Oh, that's not too bad. Hey, so this is Daniel's C-Crew, did I say that right?
Yes, sir, you got it.
And Daniel, we did just get a new phone system and some calls have been dropping. What's a good number to reach you back at?
816-588-4615, this is my cell phone number.
4615?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, I'm just going to have you confirm a couple pieces of information we have on the business, and then from there, I can answer any questions you have and, you know, get you into the right program here. Just a formality. Is that okay?
Okay.
What is the name of the business, the legal name?
Blue Nile Cafe.
Perfect. Is that the DBA name as well?
No, the DBA name, Blue Nile Cafe. The company name is WARA Inc. W-A-R-A.
W-A-R-A Inc. Okay, so that's Blue Nile Cafe is the DBA. Perfect. Thank you for sorting that out. And what is the structure of the business? Is it an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
It's an LLC.
Oh, it's an LLC. I thought it was a Inc., just incorporated. So how long have you been in business, WARA Inc.?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been in business for?
Oh, we've been in business since 1995.
Oh, well, congratulations. And, Daniel, are you the 100% owner?
Me and my wife.
Okay. What is your wife's name and what's the equity share in?
Her equity share is 50%. Okay, now I'm 50%, I don't know.
Okay, perfect. And one last one, can you just confirm the address we have on file for you?
20 East Fifth Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64106.
Alright, perfect. So tell me a little bit about what your goals are, a little bit about the background of the cafe, and you know, I'll get you into the right program here.
Okay, we started the business about 1995, and we have been running it for since last time, since 95. It's doing good, it's very popular. You can look at the website if you want, BlueNileCafe.com.
Yeah, let me pull that up right now, so I have a good idea. Oh, it's an Ethiopian restaurant. I see the Blue Nile now. I understand the reasoning for it. Very nice website, too. So you do catering, you know, even some outdoor dining. Oh, I like it. Vegetarian options, really clean website. Oh, you have a very good, wow, you have a good location, too.
Yeah, we're in the city market in the front. We're actually, you know, trying to expand.
Really? So you're trying to expand? New location?
Next year, we probably have a new building they're going to build for us. They want us to move a bigger space next year, but the building is not even started yet. It's going to be a 5-6-story building, so the first floor is going to be a retail, so we're negotiating, you know, it's not the done yet. We're just planning it yet.
Okay.
You know, we're in the same spot, we're fine.
Are you in the same location since 95? All you same spot?
No, we used to be on 39th Street, West 39th Street, right close to KU Med Center. And then we moved here about 12 years ago, I think 10, 12 years ago, 11 years ago. So we like it here. You know, when we moved, the place wasn't growing. But after we moved there, the downtown has been grown like unbelievable. It's a whole new place now.
Really? When you're saying you're going to expand next year, are you going to keep this location or move completely?
Probably not. But that's just an early, you know, they didn't even build it.
Early stages, yet. Yeah. Okay, so let's, you know, it's. So tell me a little bit about the restaurant. So it's an Ethiopian restaurant. You run it with your wife. Do you have any other family that works with you? You know.
Well, you know what? Our kids used to work. We're all grown and gone. Otherwise, you know, we have a crew work there. You know, really, it's we're open 7 days a week. A relentless business, man.
Yeah, I know. I used to wait tables while I was in college early, and you know, I'm Greek, so they were always big in the restaurant business. I don't know how familiar you are, but yeah. So tell me a little bit about the. You said you were looking for about $100,000, right?
Yes, this is what I wanted to do. I have one loan I took out from. On deck, it was just a year and a half or so ago. You know, they take out money every day. So I want to get rid of that loan. It is about $30,000 or $31,000 left on that loan. That's one primary thing I want to do.
Yeah, okay, so first let's get into this on deck loan. So tell me, what month did you take it out exactly last year?
Oh, I don't remember, but it's about a little over a year ago. I took it out and paid almost half of it, and then I took another loan out again.
Oh, with them? Okay. Yeah. Both with On Deck?
Yeah, and then, you know, it's, I'm paying close to $4,000 a month. Oh,
well. So yeah. Tell me, what was the original amount you took? Was it...
It was probably like $40,000, I think, if I'm right.
So it was about $40,000. And then when did you take more money out from them?
This year, it went up to, you know, once we pay half of it, you can't add some more, you can't take some money out.
Exactly. So wait, on the $40,000, what was the payback for that?
I don't have the detail, I forget.
Yeah, okay. Can you ballpark it for me? Was it like $50,000 payback, $45,000?
Yeah. No, it is probably like $48,000 payback. I think it's about an $8,000.
Okay. And then you paid halfway through the term. You got more money. How much did you get?
I think I got another $20,000, so that made it to about $50,000. So that has been paying down to like $30,000 area now.
So current balance $30,000. How much do you know? Do you know how much your daily payment was?
$190.
$190 about, approximately. Okay, so, you know, from my math, yeah, you're paying right around $4,000 a month, which, I mean, it's not cheap. What did you end up taking this for? What was the reason you took a loan out from them?
There were some things we wanted to do in the restaurant, some improvements, some painting we did and stuff. You know, and there was one section flooring we did with it.
Okay. for remodeling for the most part.
Mm-hmm. And then I have like probably less than a $10,000 tax lien from the state of Missouri. So the tax lien is an audit they made, so they said there was something made, so they could pay. So we've been paying that. I pay that.
It's been resolved.
Yeah, it's resolved. It's on a payment plan, but I want to get rid of it.
Do you have that paperwork?
Yeah, I can't find one paperwork from the state.
Okay, what are you paying on it? You said 400.
I think it's like 400. Let's say 400 to 10 bucks. It's less than 400.
A month?
Yeah, a month.
400 a month. Alright, so you want 30K to get rid of that. You need 10K to get rid of the tax lien. So what's the other 64? Give me your shopping list.
And then I have another 20-something thousand credit card accumulated throughout the year, you know. So I want to pay that off here. So put everything in one place, and then I need to have at least another $30,000 left to do some work. And I can afford to pay $4,000 even more per month.
Okay, so what's the $30,000 for work? What does that include?
That includes mostly I just need to replace all my aged equipment. I'm tired of repairing them, you know.
Okay, well, do you know, we could use equipment financing for you instead of working capital. Would you be interested in that? It's actually more beneficial for the business owner to do. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we urge customers not to use working capital to pay for equipment when you can qualify for an equipment financing program that, because it's collateralized against the equipment itself, the terms are much longer and the payments, you know, it's a lot less stress on the business. So you can make money with the equipment while you're paying for it at the same time. So if it's just the $30,000 is to replace old equipment, kitchen equipment, we can just do that in a separate equipment deal. It's going to be cheaper for you in the long run.
Well, I would consider it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then what is? I think mostly I just wanted to consolidate all of this into one. You know, and they are getting expensive.
Of course. So
like to refund it.
Tell me though about what exactly. Give me your shopping list for the equipment for the kitchen.
Well, mostly just like, you know, coolers, couple of coolers in the front and the back.
Do you know how much that would cost? Is that all $30,000?
No. You know, I don't buy it from suppliers. You know, I buy it from, I have to go find it. You know, I have places I buy equipment. It's much cheaper than buying it from places I buy brand new. But, you know, they're probably sometimes half the price or even half less the price.
Yeah, we finance private party. It's no problem. All we would need is some sort of invoice from the vendor. This could be somebody on Craigslist, could be another business, an associate of yours, and all we just need is an invoice saying bill to and sell to your restaurant, and, you know, we can handle that, Daniel, no problem. And like I said, it's just much cheaper, you know, working, you dealt with On Deck before, so you understand how working capital works. It's a lump sum loan, and, you know, what was the term on your On Deck one? The length.
The term. I think it should end by next year, toward the middle of next year, you know.
Okay, so they're but and you refinanced with them too earlier this year. So what are they giving you, increments of like 18 months, year and a half loans?
Yeah.
See the working capital, that's basically what you're going to get. 18, maybe sometimes a 24 month, that's rare depending on credit. But with the equipment, it's a whole different game. It's you know, 2 to 5 year terms.
Okay, but this could have been more than, but I just needed to pay off fast, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I just want to make sure we get every single need covered because, you know, Daniel, even if even if we can't get you qualified for, you know, getting all of your debt paid off, but we could get you some really cheap equipment financing. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, but mostly I need the cash. You know, I have to have some money.
No, understandably. I try to urge some of my customers from,
No,
you know,
no
not
problem. You know,
using
I
the
would
equipment.
consider, you know,
Okay.
getting a equipment loan separate. That's not a
Yeah,
problem.
because it just makes more sense. But yeah, tell me a little bit about, because this is working capital is based on revenues, as you, I don't know if how On Deck dealt with it, but what'd you do in gross annual sales last year?
We probably made about 400.
400.
400 pounds. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, just from that number, and what's your credit like? Personal credit.
My personal credit, I don't know, about probably 700.
Probably around 700. All right, just around average. So, you know, with average credit, 400K revenue, you know, it's hard to say, but they'll probably give you around $40,000. Depending, yeah, you know, 40 to maybe 50,000. We shoot for around 10 to 15%. So I don't know what kind of
Wow.
ballpark that puts you in, but we can. That would definitely, you know, say we got you 40,000. You could take care of the tax lien and your on deck balance if you wanted to. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
I already got about 65,000 from another lender.
Oh,
I'm good
really?
with,
If they got what if
anything.
they got you that, we could probably match that. I'm just saying, I just know from, you know, maybe you'll get qualified for more money. I don't know. I'm just usually I give an estimate of around 10 to 15%. But if another who what other lender got you 65? Because then we could probably get you that, if not more.
No, if I don't get more, you know, I just go ahead and take it from them. Lending Circle?
Lending Circle.
Yes, I think
And
that's
they
what the name is. Lending Circle. Have you heard of them before?
I've heard of Lending Club, Lending Circle. Let me Google them. Not too familiar.
Funding Circle, funding, I'm sorry. Funding, FUNDING.
Funding Circle. Okay. Yeah, if they were able to get you, I mean, we all deal with a lot of the same restrictions, and you know, we have to follow certain guidelines as far as lending businesses money and what they can and cannot handle. If they felt like your business could take on 65, then I'm very confident then we will have a very similar deal for you. I just, you know, these working capital, that's why I don't usually quote people because they're so nuanced in the underwriting. You know, they're taking a look at, you know, balances, average daily balances, number of deposits, you know, revenue, daily ledger. You know, it's a lot of different numbers they look at. I have no idea how they make come up with the results. But if you would, you know, we can get you an application, and it's going to be very similar to probably what you sent Funding Circle. As I said, you know, we all follow the same guidelines, very similar paperwork, just tax return, bank statements. Since you're a restaurant, we're going to need credit card processing statements as well, and then the application. And we can get you some numbers on Monday if you can get that back to me today.
You know, I don't know. I don't want you to pull my credit. You know, if it's going to be the same amount, I might as well just go get it from them, you know,
Well,
just to make
we could get you more probably if, you know, if we're in competition and I know that from the get-go, then we're going to treat your file differently. You know, if you send me your lent funding circle, I'll tell them, "Hey, listen, this is what we have to beat. If you can't beat it, don't even try." And we do a soft pull, by the way. It's only from Experian, so it really doesn't affect your credit really. It's
perfect.
not like we're not going to shop this around like a broker. We're not going to run it on three different credit reporting agencies. So
So
we
you
just
want the bank statement?
Yeah, I'll send it to you in an email, but it's just business bank statements, credit card processing statements, and a tax return.
A credit card and the bank is the same.
Okay, perfect. That some people use like Square or something like that, or some different merchant. Do you use Bank of America?
No, the bank is Bank of America, but the processor is a company called Upserve. It's a big restaurant, POS company.
Yeah, can you send me your statements from them?
I'm a just for statement, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I need 6 months of the bank, 4 months of the credit card, and tax return. And like I said, we'll get you some numbers, see what your options are, and we can go from there, you know.
Send me, and I'll send you everything. Do you have my email?
No, what's your email address, Daniel?
My first initial, D, and my last name, Fikru, F-I-K-R-U.
F as Frank, I as Indigo, K as Kite.
Yes, sir. R as Robert, U as an umbrella.
R as Robert, U as an umbrella. Perfect. At
gmail.com.
At Gmail. Yeah, sorry, my file had Daniel Sikuru, not Daniel Fikuru with an F, right? Correct? It's F as in Frank, not S as in Sam.
Yeah, I saw that.
Perfect. Alright, I'll send that email over to you. You can get me that in about an hour or two, right?
Yeah, I'll send it to you immediately, no problem.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, Daniel. I'll follow up with you later today.
All right.
Okay. Oh, can you include your documents from Funding Circle just so I can just bring those to underwriting and have them match that?
Yeah. I'll send you a copy of it, too.
Perfect. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Okay.